Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Don't say my name. She says I'd be labelled a woman hater. And I am a woman. So this is a woman. She's talking about a girl in her office with large bazoobas, breasts, who's 30 to 35 people in the office. Mix of men and women, obviously. Short skirts, knee-high boots, like in the 90s, and these tight tops. But the most uncomfortable part is she doesn't wear a bra, she says. And they're jiggling around. And she finds it extremely distracting for the men in the office. Yeah. I could see how that could be distracting for the men in the office. But not every man would be interested. Most men wouldn't give a toss, to be honest with you. Really, this idea that we're obsessed with breasts, it's kind of a little bit of an untruth, I'll be honest with you. Some lads are into bums. Others are into faces and eyes and noses and things. Jane is now on the floor laughing. But some men are just not into breasts. You know, that doesn't do it for them. They need the full package. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so what do you think she should do? Should she say something? Or should the employer say something? Call her into the office and discreetly say to her, listen, you're causing a little bit of a stir outside, you know, and it's come to my attention because there's been complaints in relation to your attire. This is an office environment. And, you know, when you're in an office environment, there's a bit of a dress code, isn't there? You know, like we had a lad working in the office in Classic Hits. And he used to come in like these weird looking shorts, no matter what time of the year it was. And it was a little bit inappropriate. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just old fashioned. You know what I mean? But I suppose you might as well be topless if you're wearing t-shirts and no bra and you've got large breasts. You may as well be just topless because it tends to leave nothing to the imagination. So here's the question. Should she say something or should she make a complaint to management or can management even do anything? Like if you had a lad that was wearing tight trousers, you know, with no underwear or support and the shape of his John Thomas was quite obvious, you know, particularly when he got a little bit excited, you would imagine people would probably say something. They'd probably say, well, you know, that's a little bit inappropriate. So I want to know, should she do something about it? Or is she just jealous and should she mind her own business?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, there's a massive interest in this topic. You see what I mean? More people care about this than they do about social housing. That's the truth of it. I'm looking at the text coming in. Leave her alone, Niall, says somebody. I forgot. It's not me that's having a go. It's not like in our office. This is an email I got from somebody. She's talking about a woman who wears short skirts, knee-high boots like in the 90s. I like the way she said, like in the 90s. Anyway, why do they not wear knee-high boots anymore? They only wore them in the 90s. Anyway, and these tight tops. But the most uncomfortable part is she never wears a bra. Or doesn't wear a bra. Let me go to Breda. How you doing, Breda?
Hi, you know, I'm laughing.
I know. What is wrong with people these days, huh?
I don't know. I think meow is a big part of it now. I'm sorry. It sounds to me like she's jealous of this poor girl. Mm. Let her wear a short skirt or knee-high boots and put out the puppies if she wants. Like, she's obviously young and able to carry it off, you know.
Well, we don't know that. She could be like, you know, as my mother used to say, you can't make a sale poor self a sales here. I don't know. But here's the thing. Is there a time and a place?
Well, in fairness, I did say to your girl that there is a time and a place. I mean, if you're in an office environment, there is an unspoken dress code that, you know, that of how you should maybe go in and look. But look, if she has the legs to wear short skirts and stuff, I've no problem with that. If your one is that uncomfortable with the way this girl is has the puppies out for the summer, then let her go to
the puppies out for the summer.
Yeah, look. Let's go to the her team manager and say, look, maybe, you know, can you bring in a dress code that has to be adhered to for during working hours?
But you couldn't really make bras part of a dress code, could you?
Well, you could make certain tops inappropriate for dresses. for office work, you know. Like, maybe these tops are not as bad as she's making them sound to be.
But she says, you know, she has huge breasts. And honestly, God, she said, I feel sorry for every fella that has to talk to her because they're just jiggling away in front of her.
And I say every fella in the office going, please come over and talk to me. Oh, please come over and talk
this
to me.
Breda, this is a misconception that we're all obsessed with boobs.
I know, but what I'm saying is I don't think now any man would be too put out if there was a nice boob in front of them while you're talking to somebody.
It might be a bit distracting, isn't it? It would be distracting, like, well, if her nipples were sticking out.
But you said you're not into boobs, so like, it
no, I didn't say I was. Now, hang on. I never said I wasn't into boobs.
No, but
you know what I mean? I'm just saying some men are not into boobs. Some might be bum people.
Yeah, I know plenty of men that like bums that don't, you know, wouldn't necessarily, the first thing they'd look at would be the bum, not the boobs.
Although Jane is slagging me here. She says, you'd imagine, like you would have said, they may be more into their intellect. I have to say, I'm attracted to an intelligent woman.
You're married to one.
I am married to an extremely intelligent woman.
Yes, indeed.
And a very beautiful woman, can I point out as well.
Is very beautiful as well. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've got the whole package.
I struck gold.
You certainly did. Look, you know, I mean, if she feels that strongly about it, maybe take the girl aside and just say to her, look, you know,
put them away.
I feel a bit uncomfortable. Like, she could wear a little bralette underneath it. If she doesn't want to wear a bra.
A little bralette. What's a bralette?
A bralette is like a little satiny top you can put under little tops, you know, so it gives a little bit of lace on the V or whatever. And it still gives a little bit of support to the puppies, but it doesn't crucify you like some of the bras do. It's like,
you know,
it's just maybe a sports bra, something that will give a little bit of support, won't have the skittles out. And then
the skittles. I seen a young one the other day. And she was wearing a pair of these, I think they call them TikTok trousers or something, or pants or joggins or leggings or whatever they call them, right?
Okay.
And I have to say, Breda, I find them disgusting. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Maybe I'm a bit conservative.
What is it like, though? I don't understand. I don't know what they are.
I think they call them TikTok pants. But TikTok. She was in her, I'd say this girl was, she was doing a bit of jogging or something. I'd say she was in her 30s. Right?
Yeah.
Late 20s. But they leave nothing to the imagination down below. Do you know what I mean?
She had the camel toe and everything.
The camel foot was going on. And they were skin colour. So it looked like she was actually in the nip.
Wear nothing. Oh, they're awful. Yeah. Any kind of leggings that anybody wears skin colour are just like, hello, did you look in the mirror before you went out today?
Yeah.
But you see, when I was younger, I used to wear a lot of bodysuits because that was in at the time in my 20s, and I never wore a bra. Never.
Right.
Summer, I just didn't wear a bra, and I'm sure never even occurred to me that it might be, you know, that the puppies might be a little bit standing on, you know, to attention if it was a cold breeze or something.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even have occurred to me now. And I was very comfortable wearing it. Now, I don't have big boobies. That's the difference. I'm like two fried eggs wrapped up in a hanky. You know, I still had a bit of a boob.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know.
I don't know. Maybe that's an Aer Lingus thing. Speaking of Aer Lingus, Darianne, how are you doing? Well, hang on.
I wasn't working in Aer Lingus.
But hang on. Maybe it's an Aer Lingus thing. Hang on. Because Darianne works in Aer Lingus as well. I worked in Aer Lingus. Darianne, you certainly wouldn't have been walking up the aisle of the plane with your boobies sticking out.
No, you wouldn't. But you might be walking up the concourse giving a bit of, bum waddle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. They were the days.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, in fairness, oh my God. Now, first of all, Niall, what do you think a skittle is?
A skittle?
A sweet.
No, the little sweets.
Skittles are the things where people go bowling.
No.
And they're, yeah, well, you don't know.
No, I don't think that's what she meant. I think she meant the sweets. She said her nipples are like Skittles.
She hardly meant the Skittles sweets because they're tiny.
I was going to say the same
but
thing.
She was talking about her nipples, though. So, I mean, they're probably...
No, I know that, but she said they were... Yeah, but, I mean, the size of a Skittles sweet isn't much.
But Skittles are hard and roundy, and I say that's exactly what she was referring to.
The sweets. I think she was referring to the sweets, in fairness.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, we get the gist of what she's talking about anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but in fairness, we're living in an age, and I only looked at a thing earlier on tonight, just happened to cross, and then I lost it. It was a group that had done a thing on Britain's Got Talent, and they were a group, and the girl that introduced it definitely had a Dublin accent, and I think it was a college in Liverpool. Yeah. Now, those kids are coming out and trying to say, I will be myself. That girl in the office, you don't know if she's waiting to have surgery for, you know, to have them reduced, whether...
There's a lot of what-ifs going on here. I don't think she's waiting to have surgery.
Yeah, well, okay, but that lady that wrote in is totally out of order. I mean, if she's going into work... And she's upset. She needs to go to counselling and see why is she so obsessed with this woman with the big puppies. I love that, by the way.
Yeah, Jane wants people to text in a peach. Now, I know nothing about emojis. A peach emoji or the word Skittles. Oh, I know what she's doing. So, in other words, are you a boob or a bum person? Yeah. Text in a little peach emoji or the word Skittles. And we'll take a little poll to see which is more popular. And it's 087-188-0008, sorry.
I'm just saying it could be the poll.
Oh, well, listen, go back to my day before I actually joined Aer Lingus and I entered this competition and what was it called? Oh, it was for the best bottom anyway. And I got into the runners-up. Into the bum of the year. Yeah. Hot seat, that's what they called it. Because I still have my little trophy here. I've kept it all these years.
For having a nice bum.
Yes. Oh. And where you have to send in a picture of yourself at the time. And
in the nip?
No, in whatever made your bum look good. Does my bum look good in this? You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I got the results. The results came and I was in the finalist and I was going, oh no, I got to not get my job in Aer Lingus. They're not going to want this. But as it happened, the girl that won it, she was one of my colleagues. She ended up one of my colleagues.
Yeah, because Aer Lingus at the time would have been a very conservative organisation, wouldn't it? It was like the BBC or something. Not now.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, sorry. What are you saying, Breida? They do now. Sorry, Breida is newer generation Aer Lingus.
We embrace all cultures. We embrace.
Thank you, Breida.
Yeah. We embrace braless women. Braless women.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think you can have the puppies jigging around up and down the aisle. in fairness, we're very inclusive in all aspects of things like that.
Yes,
but there are dress codes. There is a dress code. You know, you have to present yourself well every day and all the rest. So what you do outside of work, I don't care if you go around with them hanging out over the top of a bra. I couldn't care less. You know,
I wonder what they'd say, by the way, if you know, a cabin crew, female cabin crew, you know, came into work with like no bra on and it was very obvious they had no bra.
You'd be told to go and
would you?
You'd be told.
Oh, God.
No, even like, I have to be honest, I wouldn't like to be the boss that would say that to a woman nowadays. She'd have you in court.
Yeah, but now, if the company originally has a dress code and wherever that girl is working, it's the company's fault if they don't have a dress code. They cannot pull that girl up. You cannot approach her. You cannot go near her. If they don't have a legal dress code, sayonara.
Yeah, they'd hardly have a bra in the dress code. If I want to go into work, you know, commando, and I don't wear any underwear, there's nobody stopping me. I should.
Yeah, but you're no, because we don't, well, we don't know. Where no one has known about it either. That's different because, like, I could be wearing trousers or my skirt or my dress, and you wouldn't know whether I have, whether I'm commando or not.
Exactly.
But if I'm going in with big boobs in our shirt that we're supplied with and everything's jigging around the place, absolutely, because that's just, it's not part of the dress code.
Oh, by the way, my producer Jane said Paul McCartney checked out her bum, she said arse, while she was working as a waitress in New York on an a J-1 visa.
Lovely.
Yeah. She's very proud. I think she's quite proud of that, actually, that Paul McCartney checked out. But stay there for a second. Martin, I'll be with you in a second. Let me just go to Veronica first. Veronica, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. You're an artist. That's a good idea. Now, Veronica, it says on my screen, you're a big boob representative.
Yeah. Like, I naturally, I would be big. I'm just true. Because I work in healthcare and I have two friends, we would be more honest with each other than...
Right. Okay.
It would be normal. And they have said that they would like to be as big...
As you?
As I am, but as... Yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, I know full well I would never go into a workplace situation where I am obviously showing off everything.
Right, so you'd always wear a bra, would you?
Well, for work reasons, it helps because...
Of course.
Like, it hurts as a... Similar, a woman's breast is similar to a man's... It's like it hurts like hell.
Yeah.
Like I work in healthcare. If something happens, it hurts. Because I know it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an extra bit of support. It's an extra bit of protection. But I know in the healthcare setting and in, for me being in a professional setting, like me going in showing off my chest or other areas of my body, it's inappropriate for...
So what should this girl do that wrote in the email that said, you know, this girl's going around the office with her boobs sticking out and jiggling around, mind her own business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Veronica, what should she do? Should she do anything at all? Report her to the boss or should the boss say something?
Like if there's a healthcare position, if there is a
health and safety
human
issue,
like a human resources position or office in... The court term said, for this reason, this is making me uncomfortable.
Right.
That like, it's, everyone has different things. Like, it was on the radio. I said, you said if it was a man, some females wouldn't feel comfortable if
the shape of his
a man's
gadget. Yeah.
Yeah. If a man came in wearing a trousers that made his bits obvious.
Yeah.
It would be taken seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Brina and Derianne, she's right. If I walked in a pair of jeggings tomorrow into the office, right, tight jeggings, and I had no underwear on, and the shape of me gadget was there, you know what, if I was a bit excited or something.
And it works both ways, that. Like,
Niall, come on.
Well, hang on, one at a time. Sorry, what are you saying, Brina?
I said I've often seen the episode.
What works for a man works for a woman.
Okay, okay, sorry, Brady, go ahead.
If you're like, you know, I've seen men with the shit, you can clearly define the size of sticky dude, as my mother used to call it. It doesn't bother me, I couldn't care less. I'm not going home with some rants, you know, and sometimes you go, oh, right, okay, and off he goes, you know.
Yeah.
Why is that inappropriate? If he's, happy to wear whatever he's wearing, we've become far too... PC about everything. I mean, like, women should embrace women, men should embrace men.
Free the nipple.
Yeah, absolutely, put it out there. I mean, that's like saying a woman on board the aircraft can't take out her nipple to feed her child for takeoff or landing.
Exactly. Here.
So the whole ears are not going to be affected.
Yeah, but now, in fairness to Veronica, she works in healthcare.
No, that's not, and I never said you need to be covered up.
No.
Said, no.
If you're, but she didn't say free the nipple either. Yeah.
Said, no.
Yeah. But I know, like, whether you're in the middle of an office or anything, it's just, for me professionally, if I'm walking along and said, right, if I was breastfeeding, I would say I would make sure I am breastfeeding my child's head beside me, I'm going to do it.
Can I ask you a question? Because obviously I don't have the experience because I don't have boobs. But what if you have large boobs, which you said you do have large boobs, is it more comfortable in the summer not to have a bra on?
it would be more comfortable. But me personally, I would rather be in work. I'm not going to be wearing, I will wear a bra to work, and I will wear a top that, while not necessarily showing off, what I think is appropriate for work.
Okay, well, hang on. Just let me get a male opinion on this as well. Martin, how are you doing?
I'm somewhat perplexed now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, let me preface what I'm going to say with, first off,
yeah,
on the topic of breastfeeding,
yeah,
I absolutely defend the right, and every woman should have the right and the ability to breastfeed their infants.
Absolutely.
In any circumstance.
It should never be questioned. Never be questioned.
I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
And even the question is a complete moron. Mm. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. We all agree with that one. Yeah. We all agree with that one. Okay. Okay.
That's my stance on it. Now, like yourself, Niall, I'm an older guy, right? I'm 63. Now, I can tell you from my early 20s. Pardon?
I said, are you single?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus, Breda, will you wait? Give the man a chance.
I was going to ask him that.
The two of you are like, I swear to God, you're like two rabid dogs.
I did promise you a man.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let Martin finish what he wants to say. Go ahead, Martin. Back to the boobs.
What I would like to say, Niall, and I did say this to Jane. You know, from my early 20s, once I developed a brain and the ability to think, you know, for me, the beauty of a woman is elegance, comportment, you know, how she carries herself, how she has a conversation. That's what attracts me to a woman. And, it really, I think all those things.
But hang on for a second, Martin, too. The physicality is important as well, because people are attracted to the physicality of a person when they meet them first.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't get to learn about the intelligence or all that kind of stuff.
No, I know. And I was getting to that. What I want to say is there is no one size fits all. There's no perfect package.
Otherwise, you have met my wife. You have met my wife. She's the
perfect package. For the individual male or female, there is obviously a perfect counterpart package. Or for males and males or females, there may be that, you know, I don't know. It's something I've no knowledge of. But the point I'm making is that I would advise the woman who wrote in, sent you the email, to understand that if she could get inside the heads of all of our male colleagues, if she understood what was going on inside the heads of them, if she was able to ask them a question, I would say most of those males, the vast majority of them, if they were to be asked and if they were being honest, they would say they have more respect for her. They find her more, not necessarily physically attractive, because there is that kind of physical attraction that can be driven by desire or whatever else, but it's not sustainable just on that basis. You know, there's something much deeper. There has to be something deeper. If that deeper thing is not there, it's completely superficial. That kind of, you know, here's my you-know-what, the rest of me are following. And I find it kind of, you know, I find it, I won't say offensive to men, but I think women...
Yeah, that's what I said at the start. We're not that simple of a creature. I mean, Jane seems to think we are.
I mean, like, there is that old kind of adage of, you know, what is the sexiest... What is the sexiest and most arousing organ in the human body? It's the brain, for both males and females. It's a complete package. You know, this superficial, and I see, unfortunately, so many young women destroying their looks. You know, they get all this stuff packed into their lips and they get all kinds of things done. And they're destroying what it means to be a woman, the beauty.
I have to go into a break in a second, but before I go into a break, Martin, and I don't mean to cut you short, and I apologize, I am cutting you short, but I have two rabid dogs on the other line here. I don't mean that, by the way, in the sense that they're dogs, but Darianne and Breda, and they're both looking for a date. Are you single, Martin? Yes. They can fight over it afterwards if they want, you know what I mean?
Yes, Niall, as I've explained to you before, I am single, but I'm very, 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 as you know, Niall, I'm a very conservative individual,
Breda,
you know,
he's conservative.
I have opinions. I'm open to meeting any woman. I've always been, you know, I have the height of regard and respect. But, you know, I'm very conservative. I'm not easily led into situations. I've made my
opinions. Are you high maintenance? Are you high maintenance? Because Breed is.
I am.
No, I'm very low maintenance.
Terry Ann, are you high maintenance?
No, definitely not.
Hey, no. Baby.
Problem
solved.
That's all right. Off you go.
Listen, ladies, it's been lovely talking to you. Breathe and Terry Ann, thank you very much indeed. Martin, I'm sorry I had to cut you short. So, bottom line, Martin, is she should keep it to herself and not bother saying anything and just get over it.
Yeah, just comport herself. Let her be elegant. Let her do what she does. And I guarantee you that the men in the office, they may think that other younger woman is kind of, you know, is, as I said to Jane, like, not all men are Sid James in a carry-on feature going.
Looking at Barbara Windsor running around half topless. By the way, somebody wants to know, can you ask Martin, is he a boob or an ass man? Oh.
I'm neither. That's what I'm saying.
Martin, come on. We're human beings. Now, we're all, I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. Intelligence is ultra important.
Okay, if you're asking me about the physical characteristics of a woman that I find most attractive, the most attractive characteristic, physical characteristic for me of a woman is her face. Not the size of her boobs, not the size of her bum. That doesn't do it for me. It's her face and particularly her eyes.
Okay, couldn't agree with you more, by the way. Eyes.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.